Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Simon. Hey, Simon! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And I want to give a special shout-out to Hannah and Danny from Maine. Hey, guys! And Shepherd from Austin. You guys are super-duper awesome, and I'm so glad that you are on the Spy Kid team. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, Simon was playing at the playground with all of his friends. He had one of the coolest playgrounds to play at. It had big slides and things to hide in and climb on. Everyone loved playing there. Do you guys like to play at the playground? Yeah, me too. The monkey bars and things that to climb on, those are my favorites. Do you guys like the slides? Yeah, those are so cool too. Simon's favorite was to go down the really fun, fast slide and zoom off the bottom. Well, he went down one of the slides and noticed something moving in the grass. Right next to the playground was some really tall grass and some small bushes and those kinds of things, and he saw something wiggling in there, and he had to go check it out. You see, Simon was on the animal rescue team, and part of his job was, if he found an animal that was lost, he had to help it get home and make sure it found its family. Well, Simon was getting closer to the grass, and he thought he heard a sound, and so he peeked in and looked, and, oh, what is that? That was not a normal animal that he'd ever seen anywhere here before. It looked like a penguin. What in the world is a penguin doing here? Simon looked down to the penguin and said, excuse me, are you lost? And the penguin said, yes, I am. You see, I'm just a baby penguin and I can't find my mama. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's terrible. Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt, but I really miss my family. Could you help me find them?
Yes, absolutely, but we don't have penguins anywhere near here. How did you get here?
Well, you see, I just got lost and started wandering, and pretty soon I guess I'd wandered very far, but I normally live, my home is in Peru.
What? You mean you weren't just, like, you got lost out of the zoo down the street? You live, like, in Peru?
Yes.
That is really far away. And I thought penguins lived in Antarctica. I didn't know that penguins lived in Peru, too.
Yes. We don't like the super, super cold in Antarctica. So our family, we live in Peru.
Wow. I just learned about Peru. Peru is a country in South America, but that is really far away from where we are. So, yeah, if we're going to get you back home, we're definitely going to need to figure out a faster way than walking to get there, because if we walked, I think it might take 5 years. So we can't do that. All right, here, come with me. The baby penguin started to follow Simon back to his house. Part of the gear that Simon got when he trained to be an animal rescuer was he had some special jetpacks, one for him and one that could hold another creature. And so they put their jetpacks and blasted off on their way to Peru. And Peru, from where Simon was very far away, and they had to fly a very long time. So do you know what's important to bring with on a long trip? Delicious snacks! Yeah! So Simon brought his favorite things to snack on. What are your favorite things to snack on? Ooh, yeah, I like chips, and I like carrots and apples. Ooh, I love all fruits. Those are delicious. And, oh, those are some really good ones too. And so Simon had all of his special snacks, and the little penguin, Do you know what he liked to eat?
Yeah, little penguins, they like to eat minnows and little fish.
So Simon had to bring a whole big bag of minnow chips and fish chips for the little penguin. While they were flying there, they were still traveling a very long way. And all of a sudden, "Oh no," Simon said. "Those are some really big clouds. It looks like it's about to storm. We gotta find somewhere safe. Let's go." And so Simon and the baby penguin both landed safely in the middle of a jungle. Oh my. They were not expecting that, but there's definitely a lot of jungles in between where Simon lives and where Peru was, so it makes a lot of sense. But penguins, they usually don't like to stay in jungles, so this was only going to be a quick trip. But as they touched down and landed very safely in the middle of a jungle, they started to look for somewhere safe that would keep them dry from the storm. As Simon looked around, he saw some very big trees. Do you guys know what a rainforest is and what it's made of? Yeah, it's made of really big, green, fluffy trees and really tall trees. And it rains a lot there. So all the plants and all the animals, they get plenty of water to drink. So a lot of the creatures and a lot of the plants in the rainforest grow very big and strong. So as they were walking around, they saw all kinds of new critters that Simon had never seen before. He saw some really cool looking frogs that, "Oh, I think those are poison dart frogs. We shouldn't touch those," Simon said. And the penguin was a little nervous, so the penguin stayed right next to Simon. As they kept walking through the rainforest, they came to a nice big pool of water. "Oh, this will be perfect. Mr. Penguin, I don't think I ever asked your name. What's your name?"
"My name's Paul."
"Oh, hi, Paul. Well, I bet you're thirsty, right? So why don't you take a drink of water right here, and we'll take a little rest while this storm passes over." Over the next couple minutes, the storm rained and rained, but they were kept dry because they were underneath those big trees in the rainforest. Paul the baby penguin, he drank a lot of water out of that pond. I think it had been a long time since he had a drink of water. After the storm passed, they put their jetpacks on. "Next stop," Simon said, "Peru!" And they blasted off up into the clouds again. As they traveled further and further, as they got to Peru, it got colder and colder. "Oh, we must be getting close," Paul the baby penguin said. "Because, oh, I love this temperature when it gets not so hot. Because the rainforest can sometimes get very, very hot." "There it is! Right there!" Paul pointed towards the coast of Peru, right next to the ocean. There were some islands, and wow! Look at all those penguins! "You see, there's some islands off the coast of Peru that has become home to a whole bunch of penguins who didn't like Antarctica because Antarctica was way too cold for them." And Simon was looking around for a family that looked like Paul. But all the penguins, they all looked the same, so it was kind of tricky. But as they landed down on the island, Paul the penguin knew exactly where to go. He ran as fast as his little tiny feet could carry him. Have you ever seen penguins run?
Yeah.
He tripped a couple times, but that's okay. He never gave up. Running, 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 all the way right into his mommy and daddy's arms. The penguin was home and so happy. Simon saved the day. The end.